Celebrity gossip on the go.
Check it out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the ladies going down the wood. That'd be Hollywood. Well, it looks like they all came out to give honor to the one, the only Kevin Hart. Yes, indeed. And well deserved so, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. Kevin Hart doing his thing. In fact, he was honored and received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor back in March. But the special just began streaming on Netflix on Saturday.
Oh, totally forgot that was going to go down.
Yeah, first on stage to honor Kevin was Jerry Seinfeld, who joked about doing him a favor. And then others came on as well, including Jimmy Fallon, who did a song about Kevin.
Of course he
Kevin.
Did.
I mean, he loved to sing, you
Thank
know.
Thank you.
We all love this famous Kevin, even though he's 2'11". He's the boss in any room, but from behind he looks like he's 7. He's got a certain flair, buys his clothes at Build-A-Bear. He's so humble and down to earth, but his feet don't touch the ground in a chair. We're so glad that he was born, makes a full meal out of baby corn. He arrived tonight with The Rock, who carried him in a baby Bjorn.
Love that. Getting roasted a little bit. You know, Kevin Hart roasted Tom Brady the other day. So yes. Why not? You know?
It was his turn. Who knew, you know, the script was going to be flipped on him?
Yeah. And so then Kevin Hart eventually went up and, you know, accepted his award and was very nice.
Dude is a comedy. They're looking over there and going, wow. I got Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle that came out on a night for me.
I canceled plans.
There is nothing that can mean more than that. And my dream is real, and my dream doesn't stop today. My dream is amplified more. So I accept this award, and more importantly, I love you. Thank you guys for an amazing night.
Nice. Definitely sounds like he got a little emotional. I mean, he wasn't wild and crazy out there, Kevin Hart.
No. Got emotional without a doubt, and, you know, really had a good night. So not mad. He deserves it. Come on.
That is awesome.
Love it.
Trending now.
What's trending now? Well, what did well at the box office over the weekend? Hey, I think that, you know, what is it? Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is really slaying.
Yeah, it did really well. $56.5 million, making it the number one movie. The Fall Guy, which they're calling a flop, made 13 points.
Have you seen the trailer for this movie?
The Fall Guy?
Yeah. Or any kind of previews or
I've
anything.
I've seen some stuff on it,
and,
yeah.
I mean, they're calling it a flop. It looked like a flop from the get-go. Yeah. I don't even understand. He's like a stuntman something or other. It's just, it's not a good look for Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, if you ask me. Well, I thought that from the get-go.
And they were in the two biggest movies last year.
Seriously, Barbie and Oppenheimer.
And now, well, yeah, they do have a flop on their hands. But it was number two over the weekend with $13 million. Challengers and Godzilla and Kong are rounding out the top five there. So
wow.
Yeah, it was all about Planet of the Apes.
Not mad.
Trending now.
Not mad. Well, what's happening in the celeb world?
Well, we know that Justin Bieber and wife Hailey are expecting their first baby.
Oh, we heard this. Such excitement last week. All the big noise about a Bieber baby.
Yeah, Bieber baby. You know, this pretty much explains the reason why people were kind of confused when they saw snaps of him crying.
Yes.
And eventually people were like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Well, they were happy tears.
You know, and this also explains to me a little bit because I've really had time to process this. And I'm like, remember a couple of months ago, maybe 4 or 5 months ago when her father was like, I asked for prayers for my daughter, Haley, and my son-in-law, Justin. And a lot of people are going, oh my gosh, they're having problems in their marriage. What's happening? Right. This dude's asking, the Baldwin dude is asking for prayers. I never remember which one's her father. But seeing as how I discovered she's 6 months along,
yeah.
I'm thinking maybe it was around the time they got the news.
True.
And he's like, look, we want a healthy, beautiful pregnancy. Let's pray for my daughter and my son-in-law. I'm like, this is all starting to come together. Like you said, the snaps of him or whatever, you know, with the tears and everything.
Yeah.
They're happy tears. Both are very excited. I'm telling you, she's already in second trimester, and it blows my mind. Hey, they were able to keep this a secret for so long.
Yeah, it's true. And they did. And you're right. The news of this explains a lot of things that were pretty much apparent in the months before, but congratulations to the couple. Yeah, boy. All right, top baby names are back. The list is back again for another year.
Oh, nice. I'm so curious to see how we've evolved. Please tell me we have.
Well, some of the list is pretty much the same as last year. You may recognize a lot of these, but these are the top baby names that they've come out with, and the Social Security Administration is the one that puts out the list. They should know.
Yeah, well, yeah, they should know. Can I guess that Chloe and Zoe are on the girl list?
Let's see here. Let me go with Chloe.
Pretty
top 10 for girls.
Every
Chloe
year.
Is not on the list. Hang on.
So
there you go.
We have evolved. This makes me happy.
Zoe is not on the list.
Wow. Actually makes me really happy.
Okay. Olivia, Emma, Charlotte, Amelia, Sophia, Mia, or Maya, Isabella, Ava, Evelyn, and Luna.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, the Mia Maya jumped from 8th to 6th.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And then John Legend's little girl made it on the list. They've got a Luna,
yeah.
John and Chrissy.
Luna seems to be new there for top 10.
That.
So there you go. All right, boys. Liam still numero uno. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Liam, Noah, Oliver, James, Elijah, Theodore, Henry. I love that. Old school.
Yeah.
Lucas. William, and a new one into the top 10.
What it is?
Mateo.
Oh,
I love that name.
Oh, that is a great name.
Yes.
Mateo.
So there are a couple of new ones. There are some also other ones that are trending, not in the top 10, but they say new this season. Chosen, thanks to Cobra Kai. You should know that.
Is
there a Chosen character?
Yes, there's a Chosen, and if I'm not mistaken, also one of Nick Cannon's 12 children's name is Chosen as well.
All right. Well, that's
good.
Yeah. And on the girl side, Kaylee, K-A-E-L-I, is out, and they say that might have to go to TikTok star Kylie Mae. Because she's really popular, they say, and say her name is.
Well,
really
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm beyond shocked. And you might have said it. I don't think I heard it.
Which one?
Taylor. Guy or girl.
You know what? I'm shocked. You're right. No Taylor or no Swiftie on there as well.
No Taylor, no Swift.
No, I'm sorry. Not there.
Wow.
But those are the popular baby names that people are naming their kiddos, including some trending ones.
I like them.
I like them all. I think they're pretty cool.
Same.
Not mad. Yeah, way to go. Guy or lady is totally me.
Oh, gosh.
Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia had to apologize after a bunch of nursing students' names were mispronounced at their graduation on Thursday.
No.
The woman reading them butchered a ton of names that weren't hard, like Elizabeth. And also Thomas. And, you know, even I could get those right. Come on.
Are you sure?
I'm going to tell you one thing throughout the years, you know, people are like, Rebecca, you guys are on the radio. And, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I butcher names so bad.
Yeah. My favorite of all time that I'll never forget is hands down, instead of Malachi, Malachi.
Yes,
that was by far.
I told Malachi happy birthday, and I got a call saying, "Well, actually, it's Malachi."
His name is Malachi.
But okay, you go ahead.
Yeah, you go on with your bad self with Malachi. I've heard Zoe and Chloe over the years instead of Zoe and Chloe.
Totally.
Leo just like, you know what? I don't see the E on the end. I don't care.
Yeah.
What else have we heard?
Moana.
Moana, there you go. Moana, the movie. Moana.
I just have a bad names. And I'm going to tell you, for at least 3 or 4 years, one of the districts here had me actually do the announcing.
That's what really shocked me.
For the summer graduation programs.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, I was like practicing like a fool.
Thank you. You're like, hey, Aaron. Congratulations.
I could get up on a mic pretty good in front of people and do whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when it comes to announcing names,
Leo's not your guy.
Let's see what happened with this lady at the Thomas Jefferson University.
Sound like you.
I don't know.
I feel it coming.
Why? I don't
know. Maria Lee Zubenfrost. What the heck? Victoria Elizabeth Bruce. Not what she said. Marlena.
Melanie. Is this
Zubenfrost?
Molly.
Huh. Carolina Urina. Thomas.
Are you kidding me? She butchered Melanie, she butchered Thomas, and she butchered Elizabeth.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
Gosh, I think we've actually found someone worse than you.
You know what?
And I never thought that could happen.
She actually blamed it on, they had cards, and whoever did the cards thought it would help to phonetically spell the names out, and it messed her up bad.
Why couldn't we have been there? We would have been clowning like the people in the background. They're like, excuse me, Elizabeth. So whoever, you know, wrote out the cards for her already knew that she was all Leo.
Oh,
and she was going to get it crazy wrong. So they're like, what can we do to help her?
You know what?
Mm-hmm. You don't let her announce.
Right. Wow.
Grab the little 15-year-old little helper over here, the assistant.
You know me.
Could do a better job.
I'm Lucy 5 cents. And so after the first one, and I did have a couple of names that I was like, on the second year that I did it, they would walk up and, you know, the people are clapping at them. I'm like, say your name.
Yes.
Yes.
I've done that plenty of times.
And so I'd be like, I would tell them, okay, so what's your name? And he'd be like, Malici. Okay, it's Malici.
Thank you.
This one was actually Malici.
Thank you. You're like, hey, look at me. I was onto something.
But I would have them say it. And so that, I did everything right.
Yeah, you're right. We have done that over the years. When we get asked to announce something or names are involved, you always ask ahead of time. I do that.
Yeah. Wow.
See, I can just picture you. Rebecca. I'm like, it's Rebecca.
Rebecca and...
It's even in the Bible. It's all good.
Rebecca. Elio. Leo? Okay, I got you. Yeah, sure.
Oh, my bad. That's it.
Never mind.
It's not that hard.
Wow.
Two's morning show. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Only on B93.
Hola, it's Carmen, and if you want to fight my friends, you got to fight me too.
I'm staying out of this, so if you can just, not blow this out of proportion.
No, you can't be neutral. You got to pick a side. Like with Drake and Kendrick.
I know, I'm not.
Are you siding with my cousin who's being bullied, or are you siding with Tessa who's the bully?
No, there's no bully.
Next on your world's famous Carmen's Cup.
This loca don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yeah, it's Carmen time. What? All right, and it is Carmen time. And if you got beef with Carmen or Carmen's cousins, that's not good.
I was just hoping Carmen is going to be hired to announce some names at a graduation. Now that I would love to hear.
Oh, you are so right.
Hello?
Is this Marianne? No, hold on. I got this.
Yes?
Yeah, okay. I'm Inez's cousin, and she's telling me that there's some beef going on between her and Tessa, and you're in the middle of it?
Hold on.
I want to hear it from her. Inez is here, but she don't want me talking to you. But I want to know what's up because I don't want nobody trying to bully my little cousin.
I'm not trying to bully anyone.
I didn't say you was trying to bully my little cousin. I want to know what Tessa has been saying about my little cousin.
Okay, I am friends with Inez and Tessa. I'm staying out of this. So if you can just not blow this out of proportion.
Yeah, what are you staying out of?
It's not even a big deal.
No. You can't be neutral. You got to pick a side. Like with Drake and Kendrick.
I know. I'm not.
Are you siding with my cousin who's being bullied, or are you siding with Tessa who's the bully?
No, there is no bully. I can be friends with Inez, and I can be friends with Tessa separately.
Okay, so Inez, she's calling you a liar. She says you're making up this whole story that there's a bully.
Hello, I am. You're making I am not in this fight.
Oh, no, I'm a liar. I'm not making up anything. I'm just repeating what you're saying.
You just repeat what I'm saying?
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
No. Can you just put Inez on the phone?
No, I'm not going to put her. No, no, no. I'm not going to put her on the phone with a fake friend. I got to find out whose side you're on.
Listen, Inez and I have been through everything together. We went to college together. So you just sitting. I know you're like friends.
No, no, no. We're not friends. We're blood, okay?
Okay, you're blood. Ooh, good for you.
Yeah, but I'm tall and I tower over Tessa and I'll tackle her if she's talking trash.
Oh, I'm very happy for you that you are taller, but can you just stay out of our business?
Oh, pip squeak, pipe down.
Oh, my goodness.
Pip squeak, pipe down.
Just, can you stop?
So if you two are going to tag team on my cousin.
All right, we're not tag team.
No, no, no. You guys are trying to tag team. No, no, no. So now she's got a tag team partner, okay? We're like Rock and Roman and you're like Cody Rhodes because you're dusty.
Okay, good for you. I'm dusty. We're only 155 pounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's because of the Ozempic.
You did not say that. No.
Stupid.
Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
What? What? It's my birthday!
Happy birthday!
Holla!
You better holla at somebody. Who's having a big old birthday on this Monday, May the 13th?
Wow!
Let's see here. I want to wish my niece, Annabella Leva from Midland. She turns the big 11 on Saturday. So a big happy birthday. Could have been this past Saturday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she did.
So big happy birthday to you. Just want to make sure we get that out.
Yeah, she says, with many, many more years, we love you. Tony Bear, love your favorite, Tia, Tio, and cousins.
Very nice, very nice. Let's see here. We've got some more birthdays. Carry the 3 divided by 2.
That was one for Friday. We got to get it together this morning. What's happening?
I'm telling you, we got that weekend stuff going down.
We can't get it together.
Okay. Yeah. I
think that's it.
You think that's it? Because I thought we had another one. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Jessica Sanchez, happy 20th birthday. Shout out to David Sanchez, a.k.a. D, from your family. We love you. Have a wonderful day. There you go. That came off some of those. So.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, so gotcha. Birthday shouts going up. It's your birthday, big. Happy birthday to you and to yours.
Indeed.
All right, celebrity-wise, who's having a big old birthday today? Let's see here. Celebrity-wise, we've got Lena Dunham, 38, star of Girls. Just say.
Love Lena Dunham.
Darius Rucker, 58 years old. He is Hootie from Hootie and the
Hootie.
Hootie, Hootie, just say.
Of course, these days, I guess he's a big country star, but okay.
It's okay.
We know Hootie.
Do your thing, do your thing. Who else is having a big old birthday? Legendary Stevie Wonder is 74 years old.
Hey.
By the way, he's won 25 Grammys, the most ever by a male solo artist.
Whoa, did not realize this.
Give him his flowers, he loves that. And by the way, it would have been her birthday, but we got to definitely recognize one of the Golden Girls, B. Author. Today is her, it would have been her birthday. Yeah, B. Author.
How old was she?
How old would she have been?
She was born in 1922.
Yeah, no.
What?
Don't look at me. Kevin will figure it out. 100.
She would have been 102 today. Love B. Love B. And I can see her right now on the lanai. Sitting there with Ma and Kevin.
On the lanai.
All right, so those are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday, big birthday shout to you.
Wow.
All right, spin the morning game.
All right, let's go. It is spinning on this Monday morning. It's spinning. Yes, it is. And it's landing on what this morning?
Top answers on the board, 100 people. 7. It's landing on listener.
Huge.
All right, we got some dominoes up for grabs. Plus, it is a free movie Monday. We got some synergy patches. Maybe go see the Planet of the Apes movie since it was number one.
That's huge. And if not, doesn't the big Amy Winehouse biopic open this week?
Back to Black?
I've been looking forward to that.
Yes. That looks good.
That drops. And then also If
it
drops in theaters this Friday.
Yes, Imaginary Friend.
Reynolds, yes, yeah. Imaginary Friend. I want to see that.
Love that. All right, so you got some choices. All you got to do is be caller 9 at
563-993.
Happy Monday, 7:43 a.m. Good morning, B93.
I just want to see what number I was caller.
You're our caller 9, so you're the right caller. Congratulations.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. What is happening? Who is this?
My name is Megan. I'm from Big Spring, and I was just listening to you guys taking my boys to school.
Okay.
That's so awesome.
So you live in Big Spring?
Yes.
Awesome.
You're calling us.
I'm always traveling to Midland for, you know, appointments and everything.
Well, big shout out to
love
everybody in Big Spring.
It. Hey, we know some people in Big Spring.
Totally.
Yeah, awesome. I'm actually moving there this summer. I'm going to college over there.
Good for you. Good
oh,
for
you get it. Hey, shout out to, what is it called? The college in Big Spring?
Howard College.
Oh, Howard.
Yes. Howard. Awesome. Very good for you, girl.
All right. Well, let's play answers on the board. 100 people surveyed. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. You're going to go first. Name a sport played without a ball.
Swimming?
Oh my gosh, such a good answer. That didn't even pop in my head. Survey says?
Number two answer. Oh. That was so good. Oh. Cool. Name a sport without a ball, Rebecca.
They all have balls.
Wow.
Like I'm
that
sitting,
is a hard one.
It is hard. I'm sitting here going polo, cricket, balls. Am I right?
True.
I'm thinking of the most difficult. I used to hit balls when I played tennis.
3 seconds on the clock.
I can't think of anything.
No.
Kevin, help me. Okay, fine.
What about discus? That discus thing? I mean, the disc frisbee?
Frisbee. She's jumping the... Yeah. We'll go to her now. Frisbee, not on the leg.
Disc golf. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that one. The disc golf.
All right, the number one answer was hockey.
I should have thought of Jeremy now.
It's a puck.
Wow.
That's true.
Well, hockey's not huge here.
Swimming was two. Track and field, gymnastics. No balls.
Yes.
And wrestling. Wrestling. All right, we roll on. Top edges on the board.
I can't believe I didn't think of anything.
All right, Rebecca, name some festivity where you might dance. You might dance.
Me on a Tuesday. Completely sober.
Thank you.
A festivity where you might dance?
Yeah.
A baile.
Yep. A baile. So you're going to say party?
Party.
Party is number two.
Yeah.
All right, girl, name a type of festivity where you would dance.
Your birthday?
Oh,
your
I like
birthday.
That. Uh-huh. Okay, survey says?
That was considered that party already done. No.
Oh.
Number one.
Oh,
okay.
What is it?
Wedding.
A wedding. Hey. You know what? Instead of party, I should have gone with Violet wedding.
Well, and also third one you should have went with is concert. You're always dancing at concerts.
I danced last week and my kids clowned me to no end and asked me if I didn't roast them right back. And I'm like, look, I'm living my best life. If there's music, I'm dancing. If you don't want to look down. I don't care. They were laughing at me. They're like, oh my gosh, mom, you were all over that dance floor. I'm like, duh.
All right, final round. Top answers on the bar. 100 people surveyed. Things you do on the final week of school. That's coming up real soon for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Things you do on the final week of school, Rebecca. Top answers on the board. 100 people surveyed.
Throw deuces. You turn in your... Well, gosh, I don't know anymore these days, but you turn in your textbooks, right? Survey says?
Number three, you turn in your stuff.
Yeah, turn everything in. But these days, it's more computers, isn't it? Laptops.
You gotta turn them in.
iPads and things.
Or you gotta pay for them.
Right.
All right, girl, you
Megan.
Can beat it. Name something you do in the last week of school.
Graduation.
Perfect.
Survey says?
Number one answer.
Love it. Hey, Leo, have we been asked this year to give the commencement speech at any ceremonies?
No, because we're going to jack up the names. We have not been asked.
They're like, you know, we would like Rebecca. But Leo's going to butcher the name.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's skip over them this year. It's all good.
Hey, you did well. You got yourself some Domino's pizza.
Nice. Way to go, awesome. Megan from Big Spring.
And you're going to get some passes to Synergy. Go check out a movie at our favorite place to watch a movie, okay?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hands
Thank
down.
You so much.
You Have
just,
a great day.
You did well. What station just hooked it up?
Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down the wood. That'd be Holly Hollywood. Well, Well, it looks like they all came out to give honor to the one, the only, Kevin Hart. Hey. Yes, indeed. And well-deserved so, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. Kevin Hart doing his thing. In fact, he was honored and received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor back in March. But the special just began streaming on Netflix on Saturday.
Oh, totally forgot that was going to go down.
Yeah, first on stage to honor Kevin was Jerry Seinfeld, who joked about doing him a favor. And then others came on as well, including Jimmy Fallon, who did a song about
Kevin. Of course he did.
I mean, he loves to sing, you know.
Thank you.
We all love this famous Kevin, even though he's 2'11". He's the boss in any room, but from behind he looks like he's 7. He's got a certain flair, buys his clothes at Build-A-Bear. He's so humble and down to earth, but his feet don't touch the ground in a chair. We're so glad that he was born. Makes a full meal out of baby corn. He arrived tonight with the Rock, who carried him in a baby Bjorn.
Love that, love that. Getting roasted a little bit. You know, Kevin Hart roasted Tom Brady the other day, so yes. Why not, you know?
It was his turn. Who knew, you know, the script was going to be flipped on him?
Yeah, and so then Kevin Hart eventually went up and, you know, accepted his award and was very nice.
Dude, it's a comedy. They're looking over there and going, wow, I got Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle that came out on a night for me.
I canceled plans.
There is nothing that can mean more than that. And my dream is real, and my dream doesn't stop today. My dream is amplified more. So I accept this award, and more importantly, I love you. Thank you guys for an amazing night.
Nice. Definitely sounds like he got a little emotional. I mean, he wasn't wild and crazy out there, Kevin Hart.
No. Got emotional without a doubt, and, you know, really had a good night. So not mad. He deserves it. Come on.
That is awesome.
Love it.
Trending now.
What's trending now? Well, what did well at the box office over the weekend? I think that, you know, what is it? Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is really slaying.
Yeah, it did really well. $56.5 million, making it the number one movie. The Fall Guy, which they're calling a flop, made 13 points.
Have you seen the trailer for this movie?
The Fall Guy?
Yeah. Or any kind of previews or anything.
I've seen some stuff on it,
I mean, they're calling it a flop. It looked like a flop from the get-go. Yeah. I don't even understand. He's like a stuntman something or other. It's just, it's not a good look for Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, if you ask me. Well, I thought that from the get-go.
And they were in the two biggest movies last year.
Seriously, Barbie and Oppenheimer.
And now, well, yeah, they do have a flop on their hands. But it was number two over the weekend with $13 million. Challengers and Godzilla and Kong are rounding out the top five there. So
wow.
Yeah, it was all about Planet of the Apes.
Not mad.
Trending now.
Not mad. Well, what's happening in the celeb world?
Well, we know that Justin Bieber and wife Haley are expecting their first baby.
Oh, we heard this. Such excitement last week. All the big noise about a Bieber baby.
Yeah, Bieber baby. And, you know, this pretty much explains the reason why people were kind of confused when they saw snaps of him crying.
Yes.
And eventually people were like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Well, they were happy tears.
You know, and this also explains to me a little bit because I've really had time to process this. And I'm like, remember a couple of months ago, maybe 4 or 5 months ago when her father was like, I asked for prayers for my daughter Haley and my son-in-law Justin. And a lot of people are going, oh my gosh, they're having problems in their marriage. What's happening? Right. This dude's asking, the Baldwin dude is asking for prayers. I never remember which one's her father. But seeing as how I discovered she's 6 months along, I'm thinking maybe it was around the time they got the news.
True.
And he's like, look, we want a healthy, beautiful pregnancy. Let's pray for my daughter and my son-in-law. I'm like, this is all starting to come together. Like you said, the snaps of him or whatever, you know, with the tears and everything. Yeah. They're happy tears. Both are very excited. I'm telling you, she's already in second trimester, and it blows my mind. Hey, they were able to keep this a secret for so long.
Yeah, it's true, and they did, and you're right. The news of this explains a lot of things that were pretty much apparent in the months before, but congratulations to the couple.
Now,
you know what's up.
Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. That's 4-3-2 wake up right there. More. Leo and Rebecca in the morning is just minutes away. B90. Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
All right. From his email, James seems like a guy who deserves it all. So why isn't Katie getting it back to you? Why is she not giving anything back, you know?
I'm looking for you guys to give me those answers. But thanks for helping me out.
We will see what we
all that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we'll do our best, definitely. Let's get some, you know, intel first. How did your date go? Tell us all about it.
Katie was spectacular. Her profile said she was, like, adventurous and impulsive and up for anything. And I'm not going to lie, she brought that all to the date. And a little bit more.
Wow.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Seriously.
So she asked the waiter to, like, hold our desserts so we could take a smoke break.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, neither of us smoke. So I was confused. She pulled me outside, and we went around the corner for, like, a super hot impromptu makeout session.
Oh! Hang on.
How did you two come back to the table?
I'm giving you a standing ovation.
Let's just say our clothes were really a little bit disheveled. That's all.
Wow. Hey, he gave her a standing ovation.
I'm telling you right now, this girl definitely, Leo, you need to stop. She sounds impulsive. How did, you know, you leave things after the date?
I didn't want it to end, it's perfectly honest. So I thought it would be fun to grab a room and, you know... But she didn't want to do that. She said it was she had an early morning and had to leave.
Oh, wow.
Dang, you were ready to rent a hotel room. Look at you.
Wait a minute
devil.
Now.
Wow. Okay, so.
I was ready to pounce.
I mean, this already sounds like one of them hot movies, you know?
I mean, seriously. Wow. Sounds like a steamy hot rom-com.
Gosh.
So, like, honestly, you know, that would have taken things to a whole different level. Have you been in touch since the date?
Yeah, I reached out a bunch of times because with a date like that, I got one thing on my mind, you know. But so I sent her a couple texts, but she hasn't responded.
Dang it.
And you can't think of any reason. Like, what in the world? Did you have a Tic Tac? I mean, what was the deal? What happened? What was going on?
Yeah, I mean, I did have a Tic Tac, but I thought my breath was fine, I guess. I think we clicked for the most part.
Oh, my God.
Okay, then we got to do our part. We really are anxious to get, you know, reach out to her and see, you know, what she has to say.
Yeah. And in your very own words, it's because you were ready to what?
Pounce. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I should never have said that, should I?
No. Hey.
Oh, look, you're really into this, Chica. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right, we're going to call her next. Don't go nowhere. Trust, okay?
All right.
Waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Are we speaking to Katie?
Yes, is this?
Hey, it's Leo and Rebecca, and we're friends of someone you know.
The transitive property may or may not apply. Who's the someone?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's Leo and Rebecca in the morning.
Yes.
The I3 morning show. We heard from James, and apparently the two of you went to dinner recently.
I'm still fuming over that.
Wow.
Did you say fuming?
She said fuming.
Why?
What do you mean fuming?
Total bait and switch.
Bait and switch? What happened?
Yeah, please tell.
Well, okay. So James is 100% my type. He's so good looking. He's got broad shoulders, very toned, just like all around sexy. I was really looking forward to meeting him.
Okay, well, wait a minute. These all sound like good things. I'm not understanding. I'm not following.
Oh, yeah, they were until I found out about his wife.
Oh, no!
Snap.
No, come on. Not one of those.
No, sir. He's married?
Oh. That's just the start. His wife knew about our date. He FaceTimed her after dinner and asked me to wave hello to her.
Shut down!
Are you kidding my ass?
Told you to wave.
Wait, wait, wait. No, 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 no. I need more of an explanation. Are they separated?
No, they're not. They're like blissfully in love. I guess that I feel like they both like me. You know, the old 1 + 2 is like a throuple.
No. There are several reality shows like this.
You know, I guess this is a thing these days.
No.
But yeah, so they were kind of hoping that what, you were going to go home and join them, you think?
Yeah, yes. They want a long-term relationship with me. Like, I was out of there faster than you could blink.
Wow.
You said my wife was beautiful.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
You're actually on... Oh my
He's
God.
On.
Okay, James, no, 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 no. Hold up, hold up. This just got complicated in ways we never even imagined. You left out some pretty, you know, serious critical information when we were talking to you before, James.
Honestly, I'm glad that it came up before we spent the night together, because until I'd known about your wife, I was all in.
Oh.
You're kidding. Like, I knew we should wait to let you know about this until the next day. I just feel like...
No, you can't trick someone into sleeping with you when you're married.
Seriously.
Are you okay? Are you actually...
My wife is cool with it. My wife is cool with it. Uh-uh. She was hoping to meet us at the hotel.
No!
Guys, right? I'm not crazy here.
No,
right?
You're not crazy.
No, you're not.
Wow.
Just stop. You may not care. She may not care. I care. I don't date married guys. And like, honestly, someday I want to be half of a couple, but not part of a throuple.
Boom.
James,
Come on, though. We were taking you seriously. Like, it wasn't like I was like just like one and done with you, like a one night stand. I was going to take you out and... You know, you're going to be like a girlfriend of mine. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
no.
My God. But, James, you weren't even up front with us. Like, you left all of that out. Or, you know, it's not fair to Katie. So, yeah.
I mean, if you and your wife are going to be all freaky like that, at least be upfront about it. And then people that want to participate will let you know. But don't try to.
Well, because we straight up asked, is there anything that you can think of? And you completely left that part out. And that's beyond important.
What? Well, she said she was adventurous and down for anything, so that's what I thought that meant. Like, that's like
code
for
like,
being
like
down
to hiking. And
thank
like,
you.
Maybe skydiving.
So you could hike with me and my wife to our hotel. Like,
no!
That'd be great. Like,
she doesn't. Gosh.
I'm sure there are people out there who are into this kind of thing. And like Leo said, there's reality shows galore.
You can find
maybe
those
hit
avenues.
Up some TLC, but no.
If you want to find that kind of stuff, I'm sure you can find it, but not do it this way.
Yeah.
No,
and let people know up front next time.
All right, bro.
It's crazy.
All right. Rebecca, you're.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a hard pass on this one.
Now it's a throuple and I ain't in, so I'm out. I am.
No one's
out.
Asking you, Leo. No one's asking you.
I know. No one's asking me.
We're done with this.
Bye, Rebecca. Bye, Felicia. Rebecca's
You're
waiting
like, Rebecca, why are you running away?
Hey, Rebecca's waiting for you at the front.
She said he was cute.
I'm
you
done.
Too. Good luck.
Bye.
We wish you the best.
Oh, my gosh. Time for a new edition of It Went
Viral.
Viral. All right, viral, so viral. Someone posted a video of an Airbnb that supposedly got a little cray and charged extra for, like, everything.
Oh, really?
Like, these people were like, hang on, this bill is insane. And they did charge $900 to use things like the TV and... Wi-Fi? I mean... Stop!
No!
That is not the way it should go.
Uh-uh.
Come on. Yeah, well, this happened and it went viral. And someone posts this video and other people are like, no way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, usually when you get a Airbnb, you know, you pretty much...
You pay that one flat fee, one rate, and, you know,
expect,
you have access to everything.
There's some things you expect. You know?
You're like, I'm going to grab the remote that's sitting right there on the coffee table. I'm going to kick back. I'm going to watch some television.
You don't think grabbing a remote, you're going to be charged for grabbing a remote.
Thank you. They're like, oh, do you plan to shower while you're here this weekend?
No.
Good. We're going to charge for the water, too.
Yeah.
I mean, is that how crazy it got?
Yeah, I think it got that crazy. And they were just like, no, this is not right. And honestly, you know, it's almost them taking advantage of these people. And imagine you get that $900 bill.
Heck to the no.
Washing machine will be charged for a wash. Are you serious? No meat or animal products allowed. Do not sit on this chair. It was my deceased husband's favorite one. Wi-Fi is free on the first day.
I just got a note from Airbnb about some additional charges.
You used the pool table twice, and there's a charge on the pool table.
How did you know I used the pool table?
And then the washing machine. I know you used the washing machine twice. I've only charged you for the things that you've used. I will take this up with the Airbnb.
Please
do. Your numbers.
Dang.
Oh my gosh.
She's going back and forth and saying, going down the itemized receipt they got. And they're like, I used the washing machine was there. If you wanted me to pay for it, you should make it coin operated, I guess.
Seriously. You're exactly right. And how about her saying, you know, you used the pool table? No, I didn't. I was staying here alone. Really? Wow. I played pool by myself?
Yes.
And how about a family, you know, and I'm sure this has happened time and time again. How about a family stays there? And they have kids, and the kids go over and just start playing with the pool balls. I didn't play pool.
They're like, no. Nope.
The kids just went and saw colorful balls,
the
and they
balls were
just being silly.
The balls
were
all over the place. I know someone played pool. Sorry, it's $20 for every session.
Oh, my gosh.
Mind
There's
you,
no way of proving either of those things.
They also charge $12 per day per device on Wi-Fi. If your phone used it, that's $12. Mm. If mama used it on a laptop, that's another $12. If dad got on his phone... They got all this and after everything charged up about $900 of extra stuff according to the Airbnb.
Ridiculous. And how about her? We heard it there when they were going back and forth when she says, don't sit on this chair because it was my deceased husband's favorite.
Yeah.
So not only are there extra charges, there's certain, you know, stipulations and I mean things that you can and cannot do. This poor chica unfortunately rented the Airbnb from hell.
Thank
you. It ended up being a nightmare for her, and she thought it was probably just a nice little cottage.
Can you imagine if she charged per little square of toilet paper? Forget it!
You know
I'd be out $500 over the weekend!
Thank you! You're like, girl, I'm sorry.
No.
Uh-uh.